Lately, I've been doing a lot of writing. I've been doing a lot of thinking and reading the Bible, and I'm focused on one key particular area that I'm contemplating whether to write a book on it, because I've been finding so much research and ideas that I can put into a writing, a book. So stay tuned for that. But the main idea around it is our choices, our decisions. Choices and decisions. There's two types of choices. You know, you got good and you got bad choices. How do you know when you're making good choices? How do you know when you're making bad choices? And I in one of these areas of this particular writing that I've had, our choices come about through our mind. And the question is, what are you putting into your mind? What we put into our mind comes out in action. Okay, and then I started researching, like, okay, how do we get stuff into our mind? Well, we have five senses. We have our eyes, our ears, mouth, nose, and our touch. Those are the five senses, and that's how we get stuff into our mind. And I found that there's a lot of stuff out there that comes into our mind unknowingly, like music that we listen to, what we watch with our eyes, how we speak. And I've been researching, like, what we say has an effect on our mind. And it's like, man, we can go throughout the day saying, like, I don't know, thousands of sentences or words, or reading thousands of words and sentences, you know, or listening to thousands of words and sentences. So our mind is constantly getting information. Therefore, when it comes to choices, if you're making bad choices or good choices, think about what's going into your mind. Like, think about it. Assess it. Like, you know, have a little experiment. Okay, like, go throughout the day and think about, what are you putting into your mind? What's a habit? You know what I mean? Habits, too. When we have habits, if we habitually feed stuff into our mind, then our mind is constantly thinking about it. And therefore, it shows in our actions. So, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you saying? I haven't figured out how smell affects the mind, but I'm sure it does. Like, if you smell perfume or cologne, that's what I'm thinking about. Or if you smell like nature, or, you know, I don't know, allergies. You get allergies and your mind starts getting confuzzled because you have, you know, all this pollen and stuff that that could be an effect. But the main thing is, like, what are you putting into your mind? And my suggestion is, put good stuff into your mind. Also, this is very important when it comes to making choices. What goals do you have for yourself? Are you setting goals? Are you making goals? Are you saying, okay, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to smoke one cigarette a day instead of the whole pack. You know, are you saying, I'm going to get out of debt and stop overspending and impulse buying on credit? Am I going to say hi to at least one person out of the week to get a little more social? Am I going to read one book every 2 months to work on my intellect? Am I going to walk a few laps around, you know, the concourse of my work, or, you know, to get a little bit more physical? Am I going to spend more time with my children and my wife? All this makes a difference on our life. And the more we do good stuff and meditate on good stuff and acting upon that, it's like a wheel that goes, and it's like a downhill wheel, and it doesn't lose momentum. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and the better lifestyle you have. And all this is, in my personal opinion, should be centered around God's thought and God's wisdom through Jesus Christ. A lot of what I write about and I'm thinking about is, I want it to be centered around Christ. And a lot of my lifestyle change has come from God's wisdom through His word, you know, and talking to other people that read the Bible and actually live it and not just use it to get other people to come to their church. You know, that's very discouraging when I go to different churches and meeting different people. Like I met a pastor the other day, from a church in a different city, and his mentality about church, because I was asking him about his church and stuff, you know, I'm kind of knowledgeable about the Bible, and he was just so negative about people that go to his church, about his finances. And I'm just like, dude, I don't even want to, I wouldn't even recommend your church. You know, I was thinking that in my mind, you know, I still got to be courteous and stuff like that. And you know, God says to use discernment and have good judgment, but just like, don't do it. You know, don't judge him. Just, he wants us to be, have that sound mind, so as to be able to make, continue to make sound choices for our life, good choices for our life. Before, I was reading the Bible and listening to worship music and listening to, you know, Christian music. I was listening to a lot of secular music, a lot of secular thought that talked about, you know, smoking weed, getting money and partying and, you know, hurting yourself. You know, I would listen to this heavy metal music. They would talk about committing suicide, and that had an effect on my life. And I didn't know that until I came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the gospel of truth. Now I look back and I remember all the stuff that was going into my mind. I would watch videos that had sexually explicit content, violence, profanity, all the time. Like, and it was constantly going in my mind as a teenager, as a little kid. And I believe that had a huge effect on my choices, on my train of thought, on where I wanted my life to go. So when we choose life, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, choose life and death. Today I set before you life and death. And then he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I believe that making good choices and good, strong, sound choices in accordance to the word of God brings life. It's simple, you know. A good, sound choice, for instance, is physical fitness. And it's real simple. Like, we don't even have to really, you know, read the Bible to figure that out. But it's in there. Like, when you keep God's word at the forefront, your bones are good. Your body is healthy. You sleep sweetly, you know. And it also teaches us in Proverbs to have knowledge and gain wisdom. And if you gain knowledge and wisdom about our body, our body needs nutrients for our mind to continue to function correctly, and, you know, the cells and organisms to get oxygen to our brain. When we have knowledgeable about that, then we can make wise decisions. It also says to get different counselors and wisdom from others that, like I said, that are actually living and walking the true Christian lifestyle in accordance with the Bible. When we have counselors like that, we're able to make good, sound, wise decisions for our lives. And it goes even further than what's going in our mind. You know, we control what's going in our mind. We can turn off the television. We can choose to turn off the television, the social media, because we know it's toxic for our mind. We have control of that. When we say, I'm only going to look at this for 30 minutes a day, 2 hours a day, you know, put a timer, set a timer, then the rest of your day, we must fill it with good, intentional, focused goals and choices. So choose, my advice, encouragement is choose what you put in your mind. Choose what you listen to. Choose what you say. And when you begin to choose the right, sound, good, biblical things, you start to change. You start to be joyful, peaceful, all the things that it says that the fruits of the Holy Spirit manifest. Whenever you act upon God's wisdom, become joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, you know, self-controlled. All these good things, all these good fruits of the Spirit are manifested in us putting good stuff into our mind so that we can make good, wise goals and decisions for our life. So my final question is the same question as before. What are you putting into your mind? Thanks a lot for you guys for watching and listening. Hit the subscribe button on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, or Instagram. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. If you need me at a, if you would like for me to come to your church for a speaking engagement or your school or your life group or whatever, I'm more than willing to share some of this knowledge with you guys, as the Word of God has spurned me to do and spurns us to do, is to share knowledge and spread knowledge of Him, Jesus Christ, so we can continue to be salt and light of the earth. So thanks a lot, you guys, for watching, for listening. Have a good one.